you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show.
Happy New Year, Spook Show fans. It's your old pal, Cousin Zach, welcoming you to another edition of Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show here on the Gas Digital Network. If you love the show, and we know you do, go to gasdigitalnetwork.com, use that promo code Zach, Z-A-C, and get yourself a 7-day free trial to not just this show, but all the other great shows available on the network. And if you really want to support the show, you can go to podcastmerch.com, where we have hats, t-shirts, hoodies, and long sleeves. And thank you so much for wearing that stuff out to shows. It really, really means a lot. I am joined by two new friends today for a very bad movie. We are walking in a winter wonderland today with our new friend, Amy Cardinale.
Hi, I'm so excited.
Thank you so much for being here. Really appreciate your time. And also new to the show, Nick Viagas.
Happy New Year and a Merry Christmas, Zach.
I'll take it. Thank you very much for being here. Appreciate your time, buddy. We're going to watch a very stupid movie, but before we do that, let's get plugs out of the way. Amy, what do you want people to check out?
I guess just my Instagram, and the name is really bad. It sounds like a bad rapper, but it's real.amy.cardinelli.
Hell yeah, real.amy.cardinelli. Check it out on Instagram. Nick, what do you want people to check out?
Sure, so yeah, you can check out my Instagram. It's at mail, like a guy underscore comedian, so mail underscore comedians, the same on TikTok. I also have a podcast called Money Boys Radio.
Fantastic. And guys, just one plug for me this week. If you are in town, January the 22nd, Catalyst Wrestling will be at the Bell House in Brooklyn. Pretty cool little venue. Very excited to be there. I think I'm managing two or three matches. So if you want to come on out, I'm trying to get a promo code for Spook Show fans that want to hang out, and I'll hang out with you guys after. Thank you guys so much. Before we go any further, how about a word from today's sponsor? Hey, Spook Show fans! Today's episode is brought to you by our friends at YoKratom.com, the home of the $60 kilo. If you're into Kratom, and don't get into it on my account, YoKratom is the only place where you can get a full kilo for just $60. They have all your favorite Kratom strains, amazing customer service, and you won't find better prices anywhere. So stop going to smoke shops, bodegas, or gas stations when you can go to YoKratom.com and get it delivered right to your gosh darn door. So if you are over the age of 21 and you do Kratom, go to YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo and the official sponsor of Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show. Who's that sponsor? YoKratom. And we're back. Guys, today's movie, the year 2000. The film, Jack Frost 2, Revenge of the Mutant Killer Snowman. For those of you that haven't seen Jack Frost 1, we've done it on the show many, many moons ago. But let me catch you up. There's a mutant killer snowman. You're all caught up. That's it, really. Truck crashes into a truck carrying a serial killer. It had chemicals on it. Chemicals get on him. He falls in the snow. He's a sentient snowman. Hijinks ensue. I apologize for this term. Comically rapes Shannon Elizabeth. It's a wacky rape. I think Wacky Rapist was a Hanna-Barbera cartoon in the 70s. Other than that, very bad movie. This is the sequel. It takes place on a tropical island. We'll get into that once the movie starts. We are watching this on Prime. It was actually free for us to rent, so if you have Amazon Prime, you might be able to get it for free as well. Or you can watch the show on YouTube. Or you can listen to it on Spotify or iTunes, wherever you consume podcasts. We'll do a 10 count and you can sync it up. Or we do stream the show for free every Friday at midnight with a pre-stream starting at 11:30. But come on, promo code Zach, gasdigitalnetwork.com, do the fucking thing. But regardless, I love you, thank you for watching. Ladies in the booth, roll that beautiful bean footage.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
So, this movie has the byline attack of Revenge of the Mutant Killer Snowman, because there's also a Michael Keaton family comedy called Jack Frost, where the dad becomes a snowman, and people kept renting this, thinking it was the sequel to that.
Were they disappointed, though, when they rented it? Extremely. Okay, that's why they had to be like, we're sorry.
So they had to add a byline on it, so that people would know it was a horror movie.
And their day wouldn't be ruined.
Not the Michael Keaton film. Yeah.
So if there's multiple snowmen, were there multiple serial killers that were also...
We'll find out. Okay. We're going to get into it. But yeah, the bit is, he's a serial killer on death row being transported. His truck crashes, hits into chemicals. He becomes a sentient snowman on Christmas. Yeah, that's pretty much kind of it. So they shot this one. The bit is that the cop from the original movie decides to go on a tropical vacation somewhere where there's no snow. Unfortunately, for the four-week shooting, it rained every single day, resulting in a tropical island with zero sunshine. Yeah, basically, the killer's going to come back. Doesn't matter. Shit happens.
So in the universe of the movie, did the rhyme already exist?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And they're like, oh, this is what it's about.
Yes.
That makes sense.
Very bad movie. Actually made a list. There was a show in Germany called Schlafaz, which was a German TV series that translates to the worst films ever. So it has received that wonderful award, as well as, it makes no sense, it stinks, and I'm absolutely excited to watch it with you. Amy says, I'm just getting to know you.
Yeah.
What scared you as a kid? What horror movie?
My
TV
family.
Show?
Okay. Mostly.
Did you have anything, though, that freaked you out?
Snowman started to take apart my town. I think ghosts, ghost stuff, anything ghost-themed was upsetting to me.
I've been meaning, there's a thing I want to do on this, but I feel like it's almost too serious.
Wait, Hostel. Do you remember that movie?
Oh, yeah, big time.
That fuck. And The Hills Have Eyes.
Good choices.
Yeah.
I went to Prague many years ago, and I was sitting at the airport bar, and I think I had some type of horror movie stuff on, and literally just this creepy European guy goes, you've seen these movie Hostel? And I'm like, yeah. He goes, is this why you're in town? It was so weird. They shot Hostel. It's supposed to be a different country, but it's really in Prague, and that's because that torture museum's real.
Oh, really?
That's in Prague, yeah.
Wow. The killing stops.
And this is exactly as bad as it's gonna be.
I love the font. Like, yep. That's like
it's not a movie font. That's just
Microsoft,
a font they picked.
Like a Microsoft Word.
Yeah,
like
it's
Word
a font they picked.
Font. Yeah.
That you can always tell when a movie just used a font.
Yeah.
And didn't like even put backing on it or anything.
Didn't even license a font.
Nope. Just fucking here's a thing we picked.
Found some shitty font lying around.
Nick, same question. What freaked you out as a kid?
I was actually freaked out by a lot of stuff. I got freaked out by like the Harry Potter movies. That's how much of a freak I was. Okay. But the main thing was actually heights. I was really afraid of like airplanes and being on top of buildings and stuff.
So the way they killed the snowman in the first one is through antifreeze. So basically, they used the antifreeze that he couldn't refreeze. So he's buried. He's literally he's just a bunch of tubs of antifreeze that were in the back of a pickup truck that they rebottled and put in a grave.
Sounds like a Long Island murder, doesn't
yes,
it?
Yes, very
yeah.
much so.
Yeah, a little bit.
And you would assume for some reason these scientists want him back. I don't know. We don't have to get too far into it.
It also involves mozzarella cheese for some reason. It's very Long Island.
Yeah, they would call it mutts. But yeah, this is very self-aware, very silly. This is the kind of shit I actually watch in real life.
So this is one of those horror movies where it's like...
It knows it's stupid.
Sharknado or whatever.
Very much in the vein of it. It's very well aware of what it is. It will give you a few okay kills. But mostly it's about having fun for a little bit of money.
So is this all antifreeze? Like every different liquid is just different antifreeze?
I think it's them testing out how to bring him back to life with different solutions.
So terrible at following the plot of movies. This is going to be a very hard podcast.
Oh, no, don't worry about it. This is what I call a very low expectation podcast. For instance, that person doesn't know how check marks work. That check mark was going the wrong way, if I'm not wrong.
I think they reversed the
I think
the
that's
footage.
Why he got the job, probably, likely. Yeah.
And also to go back into when I said the wacky rape of Shannon Elizabeth, the last Shannon Elizabeth from American Pie, a bunch of other movies.
Yeah, of
Jack Frost was one of her first movies, and I don't know if it's a sex scene. I don't know if it's a rape scene. I know it's a shower scene where he takes over the water, and then he's on top of her, and his carrot is missing.
A likely story, yeah.
Yeah. So there's no like.
There's no definitive answer. You're
there's
just,
no. Yeah. She doesn't look down and be like, "You're raping me with your carrot," but it's vaguely insinuated. And then he like smokes a cigarette after.
Oh, I love that.
Oh yeah, this is like screensaver level graphics we're looking at here.
You know how in court you can like plead insanity for certain crimes? You think you can plead wacky for some crimes?
Absolutely.
It's like I wacky murdered him. Like,
yeah, it was I'm a wacky murder.
Yeah. Honked his nose too hard or something.
Yeah, like he felt like you pushed him, but he fell backwards out of a window like this.
He was like, whoa.
And then, like, landed on a truck full of pianos.
Yeah. Who could blame you?
I want to know the wacky set of circumstances that Jeremy Renner had to run himself over with his own snowplow.
No, it's a sign that there's traffic, Sam.
That doesn't make sense to me.
Get it? That happen in this movie?
No, but Jeremy Renner from Avengers.
Yeah, he did
ran
that?
Himself over this weekend.
I'm gonna look up the details right now, Zach.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Did you guys know about that?
No,
he ran over his own legs.
Okay. Was he by himself?
Well.
He's actually one of two celebrities.
Obviously not. That was a really dumb question.
Yeah.
let's just forget that. That never happened.
Was he recording it? It sounds like insurance fraud.
They said it was a weather-related incident.
Well, sure.
But apparently he almost died.
His legs are gone now?
He fucked his one leg up really bad. They said his neighbor was a doctor and had to tourniquet it off.
They said that he suffered blunt chest trauma.
Oh,
yeah,
my
he
God.
He ran himself over.
Required immediate emergency surgery.
Imagine if it was a
He's
suicide.
Incredible.
If it was a suicide.
Yeah, I would assume so.
A suicide by snowplow?
Yeah.
A very slow suicide?
I feel like this weekend's been crazy for stuff like that, with the NFL, all that stuff,
Well, didn't the guy from the Star Trek, the new movies, run himself over and kill himself? Anton Yelchin?
Oh, yeah.
He accidentally ran himself over with his own car. Because I think he left it in drive and got out to do something and hit himself. If I'm not wrong.
There's something there.
I think there was... let me double check that too, but I'm pretty sure there was something wrong with his car that caused that to happen.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
It's a vaccine, probably.
Yeah, that'll do it. It's that vaccine's making people run themselves over it.
That's so dark.
And don't think there aren't people that are blaming the vaccine for that NFL player collapsing.
My Italian family, most likely, of course.
Same with mine. Are you from Long Island?
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My family's also from Long Island. Same thing.
Sorry to hear that.
now that's Rose. I saw a bunch of people going off on it. I'm like, I'm pretty sure it was the massive shot to the chest he took.
Probably the fact that he's been in a contact sport for like the best years of his life. So
I bet it was when he got hit really hard in the chest just now.
Might be. Tiny chance.
It's a little weird. It's a heart attack. I mean, I'm not a doctor. It's a little weird. It's a heart attack, though, you know?
Yeah.
That's right.
His last name is my middle name. You know that? Hamlin.
Honey, you can purse your heart's delight. Put that big tiki in my room. However,
Asian guy in Jamaica. What do we think?
Well, gays and...
Oh.
So you have to assume that the... Now, if I'm going to do movie math, those are models, and he's going to be their stylist and or photographer.
I would be that woman if I got cast.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
No, there was one behind her that was prettier, that I think that would
yeah,
be
that's why I would be the one in the front.
There
for
you
sure.
go.
Everyone here for a reason. Mark my words.
I love when movies literally just have to set up, well, we killed everybody in the last one. So now here's just a brief introduction to 12 new people to die.
Yeah, the new batch of people, yeah.
Welcome to the Tropicana, your last
cheaper cast.
Paradise. Now, I'm the Colonel. You have any problems, you come to me at once.
What an interesting choice to have your Jamaican tour guide be an African safari hunter.
You can see his nipple through the shirt. You see that?
No, I didn't.
Sorry. That's
no, now
I,
now
yeah.
I'm gonna...
That's how we
I can't.
Got the job.
We're just here to relax.
Oh, no. All arranged by your husband here. Yes. You'll be in our second honeymoon suite, eh?
Second honeymoon?
Mm-hmm.
If you have me.
I will.
It's like the first honeymoon suite, but everything's a foot closer to the floor.
Did you hear the sound effect that it made when they kissed?
Yeah.
It was gross. It was so wet. It's like...
That might have been me breathing.
Oh. Yet I'm still horny.
Those aren't rocks. Those aren't rocks. How can those be rocks? They don't look like rocks. Those aren't rocks. They can't be rocks. Those aren't rocks. Those aren't
Shut
rocks.
Shut up!
We're introducing a lot of people very fast. We're going for a lot of subplots.
What do we need to compass? So none of these people were in the first movie?
No. Other than the,
I'm hungry.
Not the guy in the police officer in the first scene.
And they're all like indiscernible
yep.
white people also. Yeah.
We're lost.
Besides that one guy and the Asian guy.
How do you know what time zone we're in? Oh, you don't. So, I say we're in the time zone that's about to sit down at a big, fat lunch.
Also, what a very interesting...
A lousy
because somebody went, well, we should have two stranded guys on a there raft.
It's kind of hot that they have a carrot. Like, where is it going to go, you know?
And it's like the nastiest looking one, too.
Somebody went, yeah, we should have two starving, heat-stricken men on a raft.
No.
And then somebody went,
no.
What if they were screamingly effeminate gay?
I feel like this is what happens when you fly, like, Spirit Airlines.
Yes.
So that's the...
I have no idea.
The penis of the snowman?
I have no idea. They had a carrot. I don't know where it's from.
My.
One down, one to go.
So yeah, the snowman now can freeze and refreeze. One of his powers in the first one was to, like, go under doors and shit, like Alex Mack, and then reform. But I guess now he has extra powers that also don't make sense.
So there's multiple carrots?
So he was just in the ocean water?
Yes, or? He was traveling via ocean water.
Okay.
And what about the antifreeze? I thought he was in the antifreeze.
He was.
He
but
was.
Then they fixed... Somebody spilled something in something.
Got it.
It reformed him.
Can he be in more than one place at a time? He seems very busy.
He couldn't in the first one.
Okay.
But I have a feeling that will be introduced in this one.
Okay.
Or that he can have, like... So I remember the cover of this. Not the cover that's on Prime, but the one that was in video stores. He was shooting snowballs that also had faces.
Of course.
So
what
I would assume in this one... He can shoot, like, almost like gremlins or critters, like those kind of, like, smaller creatures. They'll be smaller snow creatures.
I love what you're saying, and I'm like, yeah, of course, absolutely. No, that makes sense.
Yeah, that would be the next logical step in my head.
Mm-hmm. The carrot was just...
Floating with the water, yes.
Talking, also. It was
yes.
Talking. So it can be water or a carrot.
Well, I would assume, so that's his carrot. I would assume the water around the carrot was talking.
No, it was on the sand, right? Am I wrong?
He was reforming.
Yeah. Oh, umbrella.
Let's not question the logic. Let's just let's suspend our disbelief for this Killer Snowman movie.
No way.
And assume it's gonna have some plot holes.
The logic is not adding up in Jack Frost 2, and I'm gonna rate my senator.
And this was probably such a fun sell to get hot girls for this one.
I was just going to say they're so hot. I want to see if they survive. That's
well,
what
they're
I keep
hot, and, but when yeah. they were casting this, they were like, you know who's in the first one? Who in 2000, Shan Elizabeth is a fucking very famous person.
That's such a good hook, 100%. Because they would have been like, oh, now I should be here, yeah.
So I work in low-budget movies like this.
Yeah.
And I am the type of person that would make that spin.
I think any it makes. I would yeah. say yes if I was in the other.
You'd
side.
Be like, hey, listen, you know, just so you know, in the first one we did a few years ago, your channel Elizabeth, she's doing pretty well right now. So like, I understand we don't have a lot of money. You got to share a hotel room. Catering's not that good, but you know, look at it as an investment in your career.
Right? Yeah. You're like the six of you will all be the next.
Yes.
That person.
Exactly.
But Captain Funny seems so sad. How will you ever save him?
Good point, Activity Boy.
I really hope some of these people were people the director knew and they weren't cast, because everyone stinks. I really hope some of these people aren't actors.
See, this is what yep. I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah, no, you're
oh,
right.
Oh, it's the water around the carrot.
I guess I
yeah,
I don't
right,
know.
We're good, we're good. It's,
yeah,
it's a talking carrot.
Sure, whatever it is.
That's me.
There it is.
Yeah.
I didn't. Is Jingle? I guess Jingle Bells is public domain.
Apparently.
I always wonder.
No way they had the budget, right?
No way. Absolutely not.
They definitely got the speech you just said. Look at them, for sure.
Yep.
Yeah.
100%.
Well done. Yeah.
Warm tropical. I would assume, because they already played that one very, like, classic Christmassy song in the lab. I would assume that would be the extent of their money.
This isn't the Radio City Music Hall Spectacular or whatever?
Well, so when you use a song in a movie, you're actually paying for two sets of rights. There's the songwriter,
mm-hmm.
and then the much more expensive thing is the rights to the recording. And then there's actually two versions of that. Is the song playing and the characters can hear it, or is the song playing and it's supposed to be soundtrack?
Is it also more depending on how long you play the song?
Yes.
Okay, I figured.
So, for instance, in The Big Lebowski, every single song in that movie, the characters can hear.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a different set of money. For this one, so that's why a lot of movies you'll hear covers. Like all those, like, Not Another Teen movies. Instead of getting Tainted Love, they'll pay, like, Marilyn Manson to do a new version of it.
Because it's less money.
Because it's way less money than to get the soft sell version. Or you'll hear a lot of, like, covers and shit. Because the real money is the recording. Mm-hmm. The songwriters isn't that much.
It's the other thing that's a lot
yeah,
of money.
Yeah, yeah. The recording can be like, depending on the popularity, say, start at 20 G's.
Wow. That's
and that's
crazy.
A not a popular song.
What about the soft sell one? How much
would
that
be? Would be crazy.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How does it work with this podcast and the movies and the copyrights? Oh, because we're making fun of it. It's fine.
I don't know. It goes okay. It gets yanked off of YouTube if I use a movie that has a lot of recognizable songs.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to avoid anything with like a bunch of like rock and roll songs in it. Because that'll get yanked because it'll trip up the algorithm.
Mm-hmm.
But technically this is, I guess, criticism. So the way it works is on YouTube, the movie's little in the corner. And we're big. And in the Gas Digital version, the movie's big and we're in the corner.
Gotcha.
All the more reason to subscribe at GasDigitalNetwork.com with the promo code Zach. But so far, nobody's ever really cared because I think it's us talking over it.
Yeah.
And we're critics. Just,
yeah, it's a thing over a thing.
Cultural critique.
Yeah. I mean, the dream job is to eventually have it be on TV and we have the rights to the movie and we talk to the actual filmmakers in between. But
nice.
For now, this is just a fun thing to do. Okay, that's my kind of humor. He missed it five times with spikes, so he just turned into an anvil. Is exactly what I'm here for.
There's they're not going to notice for like 5 hours.
That's no, like and their friend's just going to hit with an anvil.
That's
on
like a
the
white
beach.
Woman friendship. They'll be like, she's okay yeah. in the woods by herself.
She's taking a long pee. What a hard thing to explain. A frozen anvil. Oh. Excellent.
Oh, wow.
Excellent. By the way, two really rewarding deaths in a very dumb movie so far.
The second one looks kind of good laying yeah. down. Good for her.
If you want to be a serial killer, this looks like a really effective way to do it.
Yeah.
To get, like,
well, there's the
turned
old,
into water.
Like, adage. It's like a I don't know if, what to call funny. It. But like a urban legend of a killer who killed somebody with an ice pick so that the evidence would melt.
Oh, yeah. They said that about JFK. They shot him with an ice bullet.
I did not know that.
Yeah. It was on Mythbusters.
This is also one of countless movies where the killer does pretty good, actually.
Uh-huh.
The very like grisly that. Jack Nicholson-esque killer voice that I think is inspired more or less by Chucky. The, like, gravelly, here I am, I'm the killer.
I was scared of that movie, too. I forgot about
it. So, essentially,
it.
Chucky is just doing Jack Nicholson. Archery for beginners. Then also,
I feel like in The Shining, his voice was creepy
yeah.
too. Like that's
absolutely,
what I yeah, obviously.
But Chucky's just Jack Nicholson. Mm-hmm. The Wes Craven movie, Shocker, he's kind of just doing Jack Nicholson.
Same thing.
Ginger Dead Man, Gary Busey's the killer. He's just kind of doing Jack Nicholson.
Gary Busey, oh my god.
Oh yeah, Ginger Dead Man is actually very. I would put in this category of film. It's a movie about a gangster who gets shot, and his mother is does voodoo.
What year is this?
Probably after this, probably like mid-2000s.
Okay.
And his mother, he gets shot in a bakery, and his mother does voodoo, and his soul comes back into a sentient gingerbread man.
So the first one of those is from 05.
Yep, that's 05, but there's four of them.
And Gary Busey is in it?
Gary Busey's only in the first one. Okay. Then it's somebody doing a Gary...
Was he okay back then, or is that like the crazy...
He hasn't been
He's
okay.
He's never been okay.
No, he had a massive head injury in the 80s, I
okay.
think. Okay. He's only in the first yeah. one. After that, everything is a guy doing a Gary Busey impression because there's Ginger Dead Man. Oh, this is my extent of knowledge. Ginger Dead Man. Ginger Dead Man, Passion of the Crust. Ginger Dead Man, Saturday Night Cleaver. And there's another one that I can't quite think. And then the Ginger Dead Man series crosses over with the Evil Bong series.
Of course. Yeah.
And then eventually they make a weed... cookie between the
Which
two of them.
Which one's the best one?
Oh, the first Ginger Dead Man. The Evil Bong movies are horrendous. We've
what?
Done some of those on
really?
These shows. Yeah, Evil those Bong? Are all in one room. That there's a certain level of like these kind of movies where they get to they realize they don't have to leave the room they're in,
mm-hmm.
and that's what Evil Bong is. That's pure schlock.
That
like,
was,
they don't even bother like leaving the. There's no exteriors.
I'm probably long too, so you're like.
No, they're all really? They're always an hour and 17.
That's with all like, they can afford. Right?
Well, they're like an hour and 25 minutes with 10 minutes of credits up top. But yeah, those are all Full Moon movies.
That was a Scorsese, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Fellini, something like that.
No, if it was Scorsese, it would have been 85 hours long, yeah. and they would have had to DH the Gingerbread Man.
Yeah, it seems like they lost interest while they were making the movie. That's why it's shorter.
I recently watched somebody, a VFX artist on his own, fixed all the de-aging in The Irishman.
Not so did you like that movie? I couldn't get through it.
I liked the idea of it, and then it was awful.
I just couldn't picture like Robert De Niro with this. With like, it was like so obvious. He was struggling to fight.
Well, so this VFX artist in a week fixed the de-aging so that De Niro looks like himself in the 70s.
Yeah.
Not like an old man with a young man's face put on
him.
No,
they did a really good job with that. I just felt like you could see that he was tired a little bit, even though he looked young.
I thought, so they what they fucked up, like, he still had big old man ears. Another attack. Or like, so like, there was just, there was just hints of old man about him. This VFX artist went through it and fixed all those things. It took him a week to basically do what it took Scorsese a year and a half to do.
I feel like you have to be so talented to do that, like to notice all those things.
No, there's certain things with when they de-age people that I feel like movies always forget, especially cheap movies. I fucking keep forgetting the name of it. I've talked about it before. There's a movie where Travolta plays a guy that sold boats to drug dealers.
Mm-hmm.
He was like a racing boat guy. And he plays himself in the past. And then him as like an older guy, but him in the past, they only de-aged his head.
Oh God!
So he's got makeup and dyed hair and the whole deal.
Yeah.
But he's still on the phone with his old man forearms.
Yeah.
So he's got like hair up his knuckle, like gray hair up his forearm and knuckles, with a young. It's an old arm with a young head.
Do you think that was not noticing or just budget cuts? Really.
I think they literally went, I don't care.
We don't care, yeah.
Whatever. He has sex with like three different women in it, and I think they're like, yeah, sure, John.
Right, give me your old hands.
No, they were like, yeah, sure. No, John, everybody knows you love pussy. John, John, you are, John, you are not, if I hear John Travolta and I think,
oh,
pussy
player, like for sure.
I think just knee deep in sniz all the time.
I'm sliding off my chair just thinking about it.
I never think of you sucking a cock on an airplane.
Bent over. Yeah, no.
What's the budget of this movie? No, do you know?
I would say this is going to be less than half a million, which is pretty much what it made back. I want to say the box office was 430,000 something, if I'm correct, and I ain't confused with something else I read this morning. But movies like this weren't made for theaters. They were made for... People still used to rent movies in 2000. So this was a blockbuster release. And it just had to have a cool cover. Phone line's dead. Let's see who's next. Oh, very creative.
They have an evil snowman?
It'll show
in
up.
In the office? Like,
I mean, no, I'm sure that was a regular snowman that he was just sitting in.
Hmm.
Yeah, movies like this were made for to have a cool cover. Like, I remember the cover of this or the first one was... It was like one of those things where, like, when you turned it, it would shine.
The hologram type of thing.
Yeah, so it would be a different cover when you moved it.
Mm-hmm.
This had that.
That was probably like.
That's all it would take for me to buy it. I'd be like, ooh, yeah, for sure. We need to be ordering a
whole sack of spare parts. 400,000 of the budget was spent on that.
Yeah, but the movie was for people to rent it once because I've gone through this a little before, but I'm such a nerd for shit like this. I apologize. Back in the day, a rental copy of a movie, like a four rental copy, was like $100. Because not everybody had the technology in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Like when VCRs came out, movies were like $100 or $200.
Mm-hmm.
Then they got competitive and they lowered it to 20.
That's like DVD players and computers. It was the same thing.
Yeah, they lowered it to 20.
Yeah.
But rental copies stayed very expensive. So the deal was to get a movie that a bunch of people were going to rent at once, a la Christmas time,
mm-hmm.
so that they would have to have six or seven copies of it. So per store, you're instead of that many people spending $20, you got one store to buy six copies.
Mm-hmm.
So like the company I work for, they're called Troma.
Oh, I know Troma.
Okay, so I work for Troma.
Toxic Avenger?
Our main thing was our fans are criminals.
Mm-hmm.
So they would rent all of our movies and then just... put a fake everything.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I feel like they would find a way to...
And never return them?
Yeah, to find a way to cut corners.
And the store would have to buy another one of everything. I actually recently saw a thing with Nick Swartzen about how when Grandma's Boy came out, they fucked up the advertisement. And I know they did this because I got approached. I worked at the movies at the time, and there was somebody doing test screenings of Grandma's Boy. And they described it as a new comedy with Dolores Roberts from Everybody Loves Raymond. They didn't say it was Happy Madison. Mm-hmm.
They just said that one
thing. They didn't say it was a stoner comedy. They didn't say it was a video game comedy.
Right. I feel like they'd be so pissed that it's such a big mistake, though, right?
And they said it's a new comedy with Dolores. And I remember saying, not interested. Like, they went, do you want to see this? And I said, no, I worked at the movie.
But it was so good. I loved it.
And so it bombed. It, like, it
yeah, right.
Bombed.
Only, like, middle-aged, like,
yeah, nobody
saw it.
Yeah. But then it made, like, something crazy on DVD. I want to say it made, and I think I fucked these numbers up, so forgive me, but he said it made something like less than $4 million at the box office,
mm-hmm.
and like $100 million on DVD.
That's crazy. And back then, like if you were to say the money now would be crazy. Number
and
two,
Nick Swartzen said he was somewhere with Adam Sandler, and he met the president of Blockbuster.
Did you hear that?
And the president of Blockbuster, hey, right? And he goes, hey, Nick, nice to meet you. The president of Blockbuster
sure
goes,
there's no snakes here?
Your fucking movie has been stolen from my store more times than anything we have ever distributed. I've had to buy so many new copies of Grandma's Boy.
I love that.
Because all your fans buy it and forget they own it.
Yeah,
because
they're trash. Yeah,
yeah,
because sure.
They're trash and they're high. And they just keep it forever.
That's authentic. I love that.
No, I rewatched it recently, and it really holds up.
Oh, honey, I think
it's
all
it's so stupid, it's but it's so funny.
By the way, did I call that he was the photographer?
You did.
Because he's gay and Asian. That's two different stereotypes for a photographer.
Oh, yeah, I'm the man.
Oh, hell yeah. So I guess when he's Ice Cubes, he's got a lot of consciousnesses.
Remember the movie Shape of Water?
Yeah.
That's kind of what this. It's kind of the same thing as this movie. It's just a bunch of different water.
with a lady. Oh, wait. Is that where the lady fucks?
Fucks the fish.
Yeah.
But there's just like random different water throughout the whole movie. It's like
that, by the way, that's not even a good prop ice cube.
I was going to, yeah.
It's a terrible prop ice cube.
My niece like plays in her toy kitchen with those kinds of ice cubes. Yeah.
I'm trying to think of other types of water. Baptism, have they done that? Yeah, they did that.
No, yeah.
Okay, that's a good one.
Come on, boys, everybody into the pool.
Can they hear him talking or no?
No, I think he's just.
Okay.
We can hear it. If you're cold, would you ice down just your nipples? I don't know.
No, that's for so that they pop out in photos. That's actually also a scene in Showgirls.
Mm.
Because when they're doing the audition, somebody brings Naomi over ice because they said her nipples weren't hard enough in the dance.
She's really talented.
Yeah.
Definitely.
That's it! You are so fucking dead!
Okay. I mean, what a pretty hilarious... Instead of like having to make a movie with like actors, you just have a fucking prop ice cube.
Okay, Sarah. Yeah, just have it like
on a toothpick.
Yeah. That rules.
He's like, I wasn't attracted to her anyway.
This is 100% my humor. And now he's doing an affected gay accent.
Oh, he's dead too?
Yeah, what a perfect... This is everything I want in a film.
Those photos must have been so fun to take.
Yeah.
Like, you getting murdered with the snowman.
Oh, perfect.
The wind in the palm trees, children laughing, the arrows flying, people in the...
I love this guy. He's just concerned in every scene.
What? That's the cop from the first one.
Oh,
he's the only person that knows something's up.
Through whatever it is you have to go through.
He's not still going on about Frosty Boy, is he?
Is the shit on this lady's nose supposed to be for suntan or because she's got an archer?
She just has hepatitis.
She's jaundiced.
That's really the point, isn't it? Puffer.
Bullseye!
Huff's paint.
Why do I still have this feeling of
was he a main character in the last one?
He is the main character in the last one.
Okay.
Yeah, he's the only... Him and the wife are the only two really recurring characters.
You're getting boring. And annoying. You know, you really got to find something new to complain about. Jack is gone. Trust me on this one. Bullseye again! Oh, arrow collection!
There's no way that lady's not getting hit with a bunch of arrows.
10 minutes. Ooh, who's this guy?
Who is that? Don't turn around.
I would assume somebody who has info on what happened last time.
Exactly. Glad to see we're on the same page on this one, Sheriff.
What do you want, Manners?
Not here. The walls might have ears. I'll meet you in reception in 10 minutes.
Well, if it's so important, why don't you just talk to me about it right here?
I have to pee.
And that perfect sting. That's a public domain sting. I've used that in a movie, too. I'm pretty sure you just got accredited at the end.
They've used that like 5 times throughout the whole thing.
I know in one of my movies they have that sound, and I think it's literally like a...
Yeah,
you can download it for free.
Oh, really?
You sure no one followed you?
Well, I did a little tricky double back across the paddle tennis courts just in case so I could throw them. Yeah, I'm alone. Manners, what in the hell are you doing here?
Well, after that thing last Christmas, I gave myself a leave of absence.
Oh, they fired you, huh?
Canned my ass right out the
Have you guys seen anything recently that you thought was scary?
Too many people believe in Killer Snowman.
I've seen.
Yeah.
I rode a plane.
Fair.
That was kind of scary.
Well, so what's this all about, huh?
I started a movie on Netflix, but I got too scared.
What was it?
I just remember it's like some woman and she's in a house. And the house, it's newer. It's one of those new Netflix movies that I don't know where they had the money to do, but I got literally scared.
Oh, The Watcher? Is it that one on Netflix?
That was another one.
That's a different one.
Sam, I think you know our director of...
My favorite thing I saw this year was Barbarian.
Captain Fun, yeah.
I think that's...
Captain?
It may surprise you.
Was it an Airbnb?
He's on our side.
Yeah, that's Barbarian.
Okay. And then, like, the plot unfolds. Someone told me it's really scary. It had a good ratings. I, like, looked it up.
Yeah, it was
I
a black chick, so and then she gets there, and there was another guy staying there, and it was Pennywise. Well, the actor that plays Pennywise is already there.
I got really afraid literally 5 minutes in.
I really liked it.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, I'll get through it. I'll watch it.
Now, some people had issues with the pacing of it, it kind of abandons logic in the third act, but
isn't it long, though?
No,
it's not.
It wasn't crazy long. It kind of, without being spoilery, it takes the route of Psycho, where the first half an hour is set up to a different movie. Then you think you're about to see.
So I can't smoke weed and watch Girl. I have no idea what's going on.
No, it's the same people.
Yeah.
But it takes a hard left.
Okay, like real quick.
Yeah, you think you're watching one movie, and then you're like, oh, this is a completely different movie than what I thought I was going to see.
I kind of like that, though.
And I loved it, yeah. Is he in blackface?
Orange face, yeah.
I think he's supposed to be Snowburnt, but it's not a good look.
He also looks like he huffs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This would work great.
Yeah, I would assume he's supposed to be Snowburnt or Frostbitten or something.
I thought the costume was like black guy who skis.
No.
And I was like, what?
A black minion.
Integral to the whole plan. And what would that... Yeah. Oh. I really want to see It. I've heard it's a really good movie. I heard there's a guy who stutters in it, too. Don't even right?
Go yeah.
There.
I enjoyed the first of the new ones. I thought the first one was much stronger than the second one with the adults.
There was a year, I think it was the year that came out. It was like Star Wars, the Tarantino movie about Hollywood.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood,
and they all had people who stuttered in them for no reason. Like it was never discussed in any of them.
It was the hot year for stuttering.
Yeah, hot year for stuttering.
Is the bartender's costume just guy in a cat and a hat?
I was going to say, I like when I used to, on Long Island, you go to like bar and bat mitzvahs, and they always had that hat. Always, as a giveaway. That's so trashy that I said that, sorry.
No, that was like people that were like in a wrestling audience in 1998. Somebody would just randomly have that hat.
That specific hat on?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Or like a carny.
A carny hat.
Yeah. That's something you would get at like a wedding, or like a goofy like
glasses too, like glasses.
Bar mitzvah.
Yeah, somewhere you would also get a blow up guitar or saxophone.
I liked those.
I don't think they really had to go to a tropical island to shoot this. I don't think they did. I think they just had bad weather and they shot it here.
So true.
Because I haven't seen one really good exterior of this island, have we? Other than the one shot that's definitely composited.
Well, it has to be near the water. What is that?
It's going to be a guy in a snowman costume. Little gotcha action.
Where do you think it was filmed? You could guess.
L.A.
Okay.
He was running. I was chasing him, and he dropped his carrot nose, and I... You know.
Yeah, I'm going to take a wild guess and say L.A.
He's unconscious.
It is California. It's Santa Clarita.
Thank you.
There you go. Well done. I was going to say, like, New Jersey area.
Boston.
Now, we can't have the guests attacking the staff. It's just not on.
I didn't think it was you, sir.
Well, I'm pleased to hear it.
We just thought we were going to lure the killer out into the open.
He's there is concerned no again.
Killer. Yep.
The two most dangerous things on this island are your imagination and Mr. Tyler's poor judgment.
Yeah, so, one of the only things that's really been missing from this movie is, like, establishing shots of the island to make it feel like they are somewhere else.
Over. Right.
Which is what clued me off.
If you two would stop alarming people. Yes? Right. Everyone, off to bed. Bobby, get me an aspirin.
Had this been made by Full Moon or like a longer tenured production company, they would have used footage from an older movie where they had beach footage and spliced it in.
Mm-hmm. You have to pay for that too, obviously.
Not if it's your company.
So if it's because it's your footage.
Yeah. So a lot of the older companies, you'll see, like, they have establishing shots.
Do they do miniatures in your movies too? Like, you know, where they'll try to.
We have done a lot of. We blew up a school with miniatures.
Okay.
Damn,
where we made
fun.
A miniature of the school and then put it hundreds of yards in front of the school, in front of the camera.
That's cool.
And then filled it with fireworks. And then it looked like shit. So we wound up doing CGI. But we've done a better version of it in the past where we've done cities and stuff. Nothing has happened. Usually it looks good. I think we didn't. We were in a state where there weren't legal fireworks.
Oh, okay.
And the guy we sent for fireworks, I think maybe they didn't give him enough money. So what he came back with wasn't the power we needed.
It's like sparklers. Yeah, I get you.
Like, it blew up, but it didn't blow up, like, cool.
Yeah, it wasn't a good look. Control. You almost
killed a man tonight. Yeah, because we were in Buffalo, and that's pretty far from anywhere. Like, it was like a 5-hour drive for fireworks.
Isn't Pennsylvania has it, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But Buffalo's pretty fucking far from the world.
It's so far, yeah.
You were shooting a movie in Buffalo?
Yeah, I've actually shot 3 movies there. To be more accurate, Niagara Falls, New York, which is a bit of a dump. But that's why we would go, because everything was very cheap and people were excited for work.
Right.
And you could get prop. So they did a thing in Niagara Falls, New York, where they had so many houses that had back taxes on them that people didn't want, where they were selling houses for $1.
It's crazy.
Wow. And if you could pay the back taxes,
you could use it.
No, you could have it.
Oh, yeah.
But people owed like hundreds, you know.
How far in West New York? I went to Ithaca. And Buffalo is like far from Ithaca.
Buffalo is like a 6 or 7 hour.
It's like really
drive.
West. Yeah.
And it's almost Toronto, basically. And we found this real estate guy to produce the movie. And he was basically just like slowly eating up the town so that he could own chunks of it to probably demolish it. And we're like, hey, we really want to burn a house down. Literally goes, yeah, pick one. And he just gave us a block. Hey.
Look at this.
Look at that.
Oh, wow.
Who knew?
Asian titties. Who didn't see him coming.
Who's his character? Have we met her before?
Don't think she's been in the rest of the movie.
What if this is just never referred to for the rest of the movie?
I mean, she could have been walking around.
Uh-huh.
Now I would probably keep an eye out for her. Or she was on set for a day. Didn't see it coming, and not necessarily the movie.
I'm sure she's about to be like horribly mutilated or something, right?
No, I don't think she's gonna do a monologue.
I wanted the audition process for that.
Yeah,
they're like, we need to see you naked, and then we're gonna murder you.
Yeah,
then we're gonna have a a carrot shoved into you.
Yeah, I have a wild feeling she's not about to narrowly escape death and then give a harrowing speech about the power of life.
The metaphors of life, yeah, for sure.
Growing up was never easy.
As a naked Asian woman.
Yeah. If I were to choose a way to die, it would not be this. This is a horrific
way. Can I be honest?
To die.
This freaks me out.
Yeah, me too.
This legitimately seems like a horrible way to go.
When you think you're okay and then you're just suddenly trapped like that, that's so freaky. And you're naked and Asian on top of that.
Yeah, so this like, I'm very, like, this is one of my phobias. Like, drowning in general, and then being under the ice. I feel like there was another movie where somebody was trapped under ice.
That's very specific, too.
When we were kids. When I was a kid, I remember a trailer where somebody was trapped under ice that was really scary.
Ugh.
I feel like fires scare me more. I don't know why.
That's very legitimate.
I've heard that if you, like, when you drown, it's actually kind of pleasant because of the oxygen deprivation.
Yeah, you just turn off.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It sounds horrible.
And why do you think Asahi chose this movie? They were like, "Well, sponsor your movie. You have to have one naked Asian person in it, though."
So I guess he's frozen the resort. He has many. He's much more powerful than he was in the first one. But then again, I gotta be honest. I run a little hot, so I do like to sleep cold. So I think this would be a pleasant surprise for me.
I would spoon with him. I like cold too, yeah.
Oh, dude, I just got a weighted blanket.
Did it change your life? Have you done heated blankets, or is that too...
I've done heated, but weighted, I got a nice 20-pounder.
Where'd you get it? I want to get one.
Amazon.
Okay. The reviews are probably so sad.
20 pounds. Okay,
this saved my life.
It's gonna sound stupid.
No, I doubt it will.
20 pounds is so fucking heavy for a blanket.
No, it makes sense.
Like putting it over your shoulder and carrying it to the next room.
Is it like a hug?
It's yeah. You're like that. Like I have a buddy that sleeps under a 40-pound one, and he's like, "Yeah, I ain't going anywhere." Like,
yeah.
But even this 20-pound, yeah, like
40's too much. I would do 20.
They have ones that are like 80.
I believe
really
it.
Heavy blankets.
But even like a 20, like you go to pick it up.
You feel it.
And you're like, holy shit, this has got some fucking heft to it. And it's been pretty nice. It hasn't been too cold the last few nights, but I'm very excited for it to get chilly so I can fucking
I would walk
really...
around with it like a rabbi. Just, you know.
Can I be honest? It sounds like a workout.
So yeah, maybe it would be.
If I was using one of those really heavy ones, I'd feel like I was under ice. Like that naked Asian lady.
It feels almost like a beanbaggy kind of material.
Nice.
Do you get a cool color or do you just get...
No, I just get gray.
Gray, okay.
Yeah, no, this... I've reached the point in my... I've been with my wife almost 10 years, and we had the conversation the other day that's like, two comforters.
I respect that. I respect like, that. That's it. No more discussion.
Well, it's just I come in so often at like 4 in the morning home from gigs.
It would wake her up, yeah.
And she's like completely wrapped up in the blanket. And if I do get it off her, it's going to wake her up. Mm-hmm. And if it doesn't wake her up, we're going to get in a physical fight of her trying to wrap herself up in it.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, 10 years in, two comforters is justified. Also, no one is alarmed that the island froze. So they're just having snowball fights.
And so that's all... Jack Frost? Like they're just throwing little pieces of Jack Frost at each other?
I would assume that, or he has magical weather controlling powers now.
Sure.
There's so many powers.
Yeah, this is... The fun part about a movie like this is you're not really married to a set of rules. If you can think of it, it can happen.
Yeah, I feel like you can be as ridiculous as you want.
It reminds me of Ice Nine. You ever read that story?
I don't believe I have.
Kurt Vonnegut book.
Okay.
Just, all the water in the world freezes. Something like that.
Marla, why don't you come up?
Now, if you knew this couple and you knew they were haunted by a color snowman, I don't think you would take this lightly.
You would ask.
Like, hey, this tropical island just froze that we're on. And a bunch of people are missing.
Certainly it would occur to you.
You would probably go, hey, I don't think it is, but I understand your concern.
I'm going to sound a little insane right now. Yeah. Maybe this is a little crazy, but...
I think this might be Jack Frost. There's only one person that could do this.
He's a cop, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why he's so concerned.
That's why he has the cop pajamas on.
Yeah.
With white undershirt, blue boxers. Because I'm a cop, goddammit. That does sound kind of fun, to be honest.
I was just going to say, I think they look like they're having so much fun. Like, I would join. I wouldn't even be concerned about the murders. Yeah. I'd be like, this is so joyous.
My senior year of high school, there was a bad blizzard. And me and my buddy took air mattresses and went sledding. And it was super fun.
That's so fucking
damn,
fun.
It was really, really fun.
Where are you from?
Jersey.
Oh. Where in Jersey?
Sea Caucus.
Oh.
Right over the river.
Oh, dude, my beer's warm. Bummer.
Hey, also, that was super fun. That is something I do miss about growing up, is putting beers in the snow. Now I feel like in an apartment building,
warm beer,
you don't really get that opportunity.
Also, I feel like the snow here is so gross.
Yeah.
You know? That's
home,
the other part.
Like, yeah, it's snowing. You just throw a couple beers in the snow.
You don't think anything of it.
Back.
Yeah.
Do you think I'm stupid?
So, of course, we're going to do the Christmas story bit.
Pour beer down the pole and it'll get cold again. Yeah. That's cool.
So this is just a different scene from another movie that they're doing?
Well, this is just the Christmas story.
Yeah.
This stuff grosses me out.
Because they're definitely going to kill him via rip his tongue off.
Is that a fatal hit? You'd lose your tongue?
I bet you would bleed out quicker than you think.
Only one way to find out.
Yeah.
Subscribe, right?
Yeah. By the way, you're holding a drink.
Yeah, right. Just pour it on.
Is they out there? Help!
Yeah, dude. What's up?
My tongue's stuck, man.
This is pretty fun.
Let me help you.
Oh, thanks, dude.
It's really long, tongue.
Yeah, it's taking way too long.
Might sting a bit, bro.
He has like a lizard tongue.
Cowatunga, by the way, is beautiful writing. Whoever wrote this had a blast.
Mm-hmm.
The puns in it are really fucking top notch. I don't understand why he's the only one still in his costume.
How do you not laugh in this role? Do you know what I mean? When you're saying your lines?
It's a challenge. In my experience, the person that, like, you need that guy for this movie to work. Like, you... people acting very serious in a very silly situation is how movies like this can kind of get away with it. Because if everybody knows they're in a bad movie... and is kind of giving a tongue-in-cheek performance, it's never quite as funny. But when people are trying really hard to respond to silly things, that's how you make this entertaining. And this is great.
It's funny that he can only kill people with snow, too. Like, I feel like if you had a gun...
Yeah, he could
a
just
gun,
pick up an axe.
Yeah. It would be a lot more effective.
They're playing my song.
Can you see anything?
I'm looking.
What is wrong with everyone? Jack Frost is not here.
Lady.
Oh, yeah? And what the hell is that?
Lady, you gotta give up on this.
I wouldn't mind if she was killed off. Is that bad?
Oh, no. Like, lady, you gotta give up on the skepticism. We watched 85 people die of snow-related deaths. So you gotta assume at one point it's the snowman.
They don't know you like I do, Jack. They think you're cute, and
and innocent.
Did they have global warming at this time? No, right? This is like early 2000s.
I mean, it was discussed. This is concentrated. I feel like the Al Gore movie is like the big thing on that, and I think that was after this.
Okay. Because you'd think they would mention it. It's probably just after.
Are you ready to scream?
And I would assume that was his vial of antifreeze, like a priest has holy water.
That was his only one, right?
And, yep, he fucked up massively.
Oh, shit.
Love it. I love just the Looney Tunes-ness of it.
I love that he's wearing a scarf, too.
Miss me? Jack? Oh, you remember how sweet of you.
Yeah, see, this is what I'm talking about.
Gotta go! Whee!
Yeah, but what happens if you shoot a snowman?
Oh, yeah.
Manners, where'd he go?
The snowman should shoot other people. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Melted in the snow!
Get inside! Hold on a minute, don't tell me that is Manners!
So,
Agent Manners from last
if I'm not incorrect, in the first one, when you attacked him, he almost had like human-like qualities inside. But now I believe he's pure water.
Oh, like he would bleed?
Yeah, like how the opposite of Chucky, where how like Chucky slowly becomes human, he was losing human.
Okay.
Let's get inside.
I want them to leave her outside.
Yeah. Well, now how do you feel?
It's as if we're linked somehow, as if I'm a part of him or he's a part of me.
I want to know what a government agent is doing here.
I'm not a government agent anymore. I've retired to this island.
Oh, come off it.
It's true, Marla. He's been here for months. But Jack's here, not because of him, because of me.
Oh, come on, Sam. We don't even know if it is Jack Frost.
Jeez, no, or it's another killer snowman, which means we have a much bigger problem.
What the hell is going on here? You brought caulking on our vacation?
I dislike her.
I keep waiting for her head to explode or something.
Somebody got a little obsessed here.
Oh, so he's a lot of antifreeze.
Yeah.
Or caulk? Why is he caulk?
So that they can seal up all the doors and windows so that he can't come in as water.
Could be the first sane thought Sam's had in a year.
Seal ourselves in for the night sounds good to me.
Yeah. No. We have to find the others and warn them.
See, my guess with this, and this is just me, how I would battle the situation.
No.
Lighter, hairspray.
I'll go. The island's my responsibility.
Yeah, what happens if he evaporates? Or did that happen already?
He's yet to evaporate.
Then how come it's snowing?
I don't know.
That's what I was going to say.
But yeah, no, maybe that's the move. Is hairspray and a lighter.
Yeah.
Well, looks like it's you and me, Manners.
That's Agent Manners.
Same thing.
There we go.
Okay, whatever you're comfortable with.
Yeah, I feel like you can't question anything, you know?
Clear.
I am curious what they use for the snow. I know in the Pee Wee Christmas special.
Don't worry. I'll be safe.
I can't remember. Fuck. I just watched the making of the Pee Wee Christmas special and I can't remember what they used for the snow. Because they shot that not a lot in LA.
Yeah. Sam. Yeah. I know. Good luck. Thank you.
No. You didn't pack any food in your supplies, so if you find yourself in the kitchen, I thought you might pick us up some...
Never thought we'd find ourselves in this situation again.
This is fun. I like this.
Before Jack couldn't just freeze things. How the heck did he find me anyway?
Very unclear on the temperature on the island. Like, whether it was warm before. It seems like he's wearing a shirt, even though it's cold.
Yeah. They didn't do a good job establishing the tropicalness.
No.
Jack had asked anyone for directions, they would have contacted me.
If they had set this movie in, like, Michigan, it would not have been any different.
Well, I think the bit is supposed to be, like, he goes Hawaiian.
Yeah.
Originally, Beetlejuice was supposed to go Hawaiian. That's why I make that reference. That was a movie they pitched to Kevin Smith when they were going to do Beetlejuice 2. Uh-huh. It was called Beetlejuice Goes Hawaiian. But I think the bit is supposed to be is that he's now in... a tropical culture, so like, how could the snowman
linked right.
somehow.
Oh, please.
Michigan in the summer.
Remember.
He's the water in Flint. Melted, Sam yeah. was wounded, right? Bleeding into That's head. How they explain the water in Flint, a serial killer. It's a part serial killer.
It would actually make more sense.
Yeah. Somehow their DNA got That's why it's black.
Together. The mayor should announce that.
It was the fucking BTK. Marla, think about it. It was the guy that did all this. It was the snipe. The guy that sniped out of the back of the car with his son.
Good times. There you go.
Patrice, I think was that a Patrice bit that was so fucking funny
what?
When they Which had one? The DC sniper. And everybody went, well, obviously the white guy.
Yeah.
Oh no, it was Ralphie May. Did it. He goes, man, that had crazy white boy written all over it. Yeah. And then he was black. What a bad plan.
He was throwing salami at him.
That puts us just about even, wouldn't you say?
What was that thing?
All right. Listen up. I'll tell you exactly what you're dealing with. Jack Frost is a cold-blooded killing machine. Now, he's
like
also
dressed like
made
Ellen DeGeneres, too.
Genetically altered water molecules. I'm sorry, that's usually...
Why is he still the only one in his costume? It's really... And by the way, I was...
Okay.
So this is 2000. Jack, is that supposed to be like a South Park-y kind of thing?
Himself at will. He can turn himself...
The like oversized winter wear?
So what we've got to do is find anything we can...
Oh, so maybe something happened with that guy? Like his hair?
On him?
No, the guy in the... That this guy.
Oh.
They're okay. They're holed up in the room with a couple of gallons of antifreeze.
Antifreeze?
It's the only thing that'll stop him. We need to collect his...
It'd be funny if they use multiple actors and you just didn't notice because of the costume.
Okay, antifreeze. This is a tropical island, for God's sake.
Wait a minute. Is the antifreeze the same thing, coolant?
Uh-huh.
Well, we got drums of the stuff in our old storage shed. Our generator drink it up like a rum punch, you know.
Do you think
this poor guy.
Do you think he's actually Jamaican?
No way.
No way.
Yeah, I was going to say, where do you think he's from?
Poor guy. He came in and read it normal, too. And then they're like, could you,
You meant more Jamaican looking.
We only have one person like you in this movie. You gotta...
Could you make it a little more... Like, you gotta really gotta sell the island. Snow Angel. I had to do that one.
How do you subtly say that, too, to someone?
I was working on a movie, and there was an older black lady who was in the part. And, the line was, you got any money, asshole?
Mm-hmm.
And she does the first take. And she goes, you got any money, asshole? They'll cut. And the director's like, Zach, she's got to do it blacker than that. Tell her to do it blacker. And I'm like,
we're going to need a little more flavor.
That's so uncomfortable.
And I went, all right, sure. And I had like dancer. I was like, hey, our director was kind of looking for like a Foxy Brown,
attitude. Really danced around it, yeah,
kind of thing.
Yeah,
she's like, yeah, sure, yeah, I can do that. We do another take, and she goes, "You got any money, asshole?" And the director goes, "No, she's got to do it." So then I cleared the set, and I went, "Hey, listen, I'm very uncomfortable doing this right now, but could you do it like this?"
You have to go like this when you
I went, "Could you do it like this for me?" You got the money, asshole! And she goes, oh, you want me to do it really black? I went, oh, yes, thank God.
That's a good way to put it.
Thank you. I wanted to say that, but I wasn't sure the parameters of our relationship.
That's great, though.
I would have never thought about it. Yeah, I guess blacker, yeah. Told me after Mr. Tyler.
Why don't we just let it have him and get the whole thing over with?
What a weird choice to have that beer. Unless they were a sponsor.
They must be. They must be.
I mean, the fact that they're showing the label so much
so far
makes me think they either knew somebody like a distribution company or something. Trust me, I am no stranger to making a movie where people are holding sodas for no reason. other than the fact to show the label to the camera.
I used to work in a restaurant, and the Asahi salesman was a douchebag every time I saw him. He would always walk in and make sure that we were showing everything that said Asahi.
Hi, Jack.
So, what are we doing?
Waiting.
Waiting for what?
Waiting for you to blow it.
Ooh.
Oh, shoot.
Here I come. Ready or... Psych!
Brilliant.
See, now that's wacky. That's a wacky murder. That's what I'm talking about.
Brilliant. Not going to work, because that's how they got him the first time.
It's like whipped cream a little bit.
I bet it's shaving cream. Because that's what they use for whipped cream in commercials.
That's what I use it for, too.
I'm getting way too good at this, you know. I'm getting way too much practice.
Yeah, if you ever see like a big slice of pumpkin pie in a movie with whipped cream, that's...
And it looks perfect?
It's shaving cream.
Okay.
Because you can mold it and it doesn't melt under the light. Yeah, so the rules of the sequel, as presented by Scream 2, I believe, are bigger body count. I'm trying to think now. Whatever kills the killer in the first one can't kill him again.
Don't they kill the stupid people in the beginning always?
More or less. That looked not great.
That looked like a,
that looked like
a typing program.
That looked like an N64 cutscene.
Yeah.
It looked like Clay Fighters. I would go inspect that, guys.
Especially the woman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would go inspect that. Hold it really close to my face.
Maybe eat it.
I think it's just a snowball.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just a snowball.
In the first one, they do utilize the joke. The difference between snowmen and snowwomen.
You're not afraid of little old me.
Snowballs.
Oh.
An eye for an eye.
Because he has one eye.
Oh, good. More people. Just sit around and look at it. That's probably for the best. Oh, they're trying to cook it.
I'm telling you, it's just an ordinary snowball.
Joe, if it's just an ordinary snowball, then why hasn't it melted in 15 minutes?
Why, antifreeze should melt. That's what we used the last time. Just antifreeze. Good old-fashioned antifreeze. And just never...
Honey, you're rambling again.
Anna's right. We should get rid of it.
Absolutely. Better safe than sorry.
It's just a snowball.
What's it doing?
I don't know.
Wait a minute.
Is it an egg?
Yep.
I think it's hatching.
So he's a bird also.
Yes.
A bird that throws up.
That isn't the cutest little thing.
Oh, yeah,
oh, he's gonna die immediately.
Bubba.
Oh my god. Did you hear that?
Bubba. Oh.
Yeah, Christmas music. More Christmas dad? Music.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I will. Oh, you little fella. You my little chili, really, are you? You cute little bugger, buddy.
Kill Bubba.
Huh?
Perfect.
That's fine by me. That guy can go.
It's terrible and I love it.
I like that he's still wearing the hat. The safari hat.
I feel like this vaguely was pretty fun to shoot. It's so silly.
Let us see you break dance, you little shit.
What's another way to destroy water? Is there a way to like chemically separate hydrogen and oxygen or something?
My assumption would be heat.
Right.
But if you could do shit like that. Salt, maybe? Salt could work.
Salt water, yeah.
No, he started off in the ocean.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, yeah.
You're very right, Alex.
He's fine.
Maybe it's the carrot. Maybe the answer lies within the carrot.
Oh, there's a whole thing. If they do the alien thing, and this is going to be full of them.
What's the
In Alien, they walk into, like, all the eggs.
Oh, I thought you meant the snowman was going to shoot out of a guy's chest.
No. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hey. Little homies.
Also, there's no way somebody didn't think when they were making this, like, hey, if this movie really pops off, we can sell these. Because they're so simple.
They're cute, kind of.
I don't like when they talk, but looking at them, that's fine.
What?
They look like mochi.
Yeah.
I kind of want to eat them more than anything.
And that would be. That's so obviously styrofoam in his hand, by the way. It's got a seam.
The material keeps changing. Let's make a list. It's like shaving cream, then it's styrofoam, then it's like putty.
They look like something else, too. I can't put my finger on. They kind of look like Pit-Pat from Mr. Show.
Oh, yeah. They're Furbies. They kind of remind me of Furbies.
It's a hilarious way to die.
They model magic clay back then.
I'm sure they did.
I feel like that's what, like, some of them, maybe.
That sting is hilarious. That's his sting, and then when his blood flows, that's very funny.
Anytime I hear that sting, I imagine the movie paying another, like, $5 for it. The budget going up that much more.
All right, so they're trying waffle iron.
Toasty.
They're indestructible. Manners indicated there were more of them on the island. Anyone have any idea where he was headed?
He just kind of ran off.
Well, I don't know about you people, but I'm going to lock myself in here and wait for the supply ship to come.
Good thinking, Bobby.
Do you think Asahi will have anything to do with it?
That would be funny. Because alcohol can't freeze.
There's hundreds of them now, and they've sent
them. Yeah, that's it. You mix them with vodka.
You think it is?
You know, we're going to be all right. We just have to get some.
The solution is a.
Orchid Sam.
Yes, dear.
By the way,
delicious rice-based Japanese lager.
You're not entirely off if, because you can't freeze alcohol, right? So if they mix it with vodka or something. I hate that I'm really trying to figure this out.
I didn't say anything, but I was like, this is getting real scientific real quick.
That's cute. What does she have on the... What are those? The corn thing?
I don't know. On her bandolier?
Yeah.
We can cover the most ground if we split up.
What about safety in numbers?
No.
basic combat strategy. When you're outnumbered, your best plan is to confuse the enemy with as many flank offensives as possible. If we give these blighters a single target, they'll surround us and eat us for breakfast.
All right, then.
So he's a safari guide, but he also has military knowledge.
Roger. I guess so. I think he's a colonel. General.
Yeah, right.
They called him the colonel, right?
Yeah. Seems like you're really following this movie, and I'm very impressed by it.
Me?
I mean, essentially, this is just Gremlins. Yeah, this is just the bar scene from Gremlins.
Early 2000s, they loved, like, little guys.
Yeah.
It's like Pokemon, Furbies, this.
Oh.
It's pretty hilarious. Yeah, this is 100% very shitty version. That literally one has a mohawk. It is a very shitty version of the bar scene from Gremlins.
This looks fun. I wish I was there.
I like that he's played it.
It's all his fault.
That he's gone crazy.
But it's all his fault.
Yeah, I like that he's. I like that he's gone from the hero to just like a rambling madman.
Yeah.
The only constant is the concern.
One more word.
He's essentially Barbara from Night of the Living Dead, where she's just ranting about what happened to Johnny for the rest of the movie because she's got PTSD.
That's what happens when you tell the truth.
Why does he have the thing on his nipple?
I don't know.
Okay.
That's for him.
Yeah, that's a fashion thing.
Looks good.
I think we're all kind of invested in this.
Yeah.
I have to say, for a very bad Killer Snowman movie sequel.
We cannot figure out.
Legitimately, the three of us are invested in how they're going to get rid of these things, how they're going to get rid of the big ones.
Is that bad? I know. I'm very invested.
And by the way, we have like 15 minutes left. So they got to wrap this cocksucker up.
I'm going to be looking around my apartment for those snowballs tonight.
Really, that's the strategy.
Was that the pun? Oh, because sucks. So. That's okay. Yeah. That's not bad. That's not bad.
That's the plan.
See, this movie is actually it's way above my head.
Put them
it's
in peanut over containers. My
head. He's going to get murdered. Come on.
He's going to get an icicle or a carrot.
I'm caught by the pun now, babe. Bloody painful, I can tell you. Softly. Softly, Colonel.
Why are there subtitles?
We've had subtitles the whole time.
What is that?
We've had them the whole time. Or we're supposed to. Usually we watch movies. I mean, I try to keep the subtitles on because some people want to listen to us and be able to know what they're saying in the movie.
Oh. Just noticed them. Sleeping,
eh? Yeah, because some people complain that they can't hear what they're talking about in the movie under us. So I started using subtitles so those people could follow both. Come to the I don't want them to miss anything.
You can. If that happened, that would be a tragedy for everybody.
That's Kevin.
Yeah, I mean, that has to be a direct...
Yeah, that's a reference.
Reference to Gremlins, right? The one that the one has a mohawk.
Also, that the sound effects of all the snowballs, that also, that was another
325. Don't hurt me! I won't, right? Everybody's dead! It was snowing, and everything was
really fun. Hi, I'm a lady who hasn't been in the rest of the movie.
I was just going to say that.
I was trying to figure that out.
Well, my real name is Amanda. My friends, they like to call me...
She just...
I am going to get you out of here.
Takes now off her shirt and gets into a pool.
Who's that? Hold on.
Maybe the snowballs will develop a addiction to alcohol, and like over many generations, they just will.
That was it.
Yeah.
Maybe. She just threw something on him.
What is this?
Hey.
Come on, it's some kind of cocktail. What's in it?
Hello, honey.
Not now. And I really don't think it's a time to be swapping recipes. It kills them. It kills the baby snowballs all right now. What the hell is in it?
Look at you, buddy.
Look at that. I should get an award or something.
Oh, that's Bobby's Island Daiquiri. It got light rum, just a dash of maraschino, lemon juice, half a teaspoon of sugar.
That sounds so bad.
Blended to perfection.
Oh, must be the alcohol. That's like antifreeze, right?
I wouldn't like that. I'll have a mint.
You figured it out, really.
Not now, Sam,
I thought it was
please.
A sign.
I don't like bananas.
Honey, not now.
I don't like bananas.
Bananas. Oh, my God. Sam's allergic to bananas. You remember a year ago when Sam's blood got into the antifreeze? Well, that's when they linked up. Well, maybe when that happened, Jack inherited Sam's banana allergy.
Oh, wow.
There it is.
Not bad. Shut up.
I love it.
Banana daiquiri, anyone?
Oh, wow.
Wow, they made you do a Jamaican accent the whole movie? That's so embarrassing. Anything else? Oh, they made me open a bunch of bananas with my teeth. Did they only have these jars? Why?
Yeah, right.
Were those jars from like, those were definitely like trail mix containers from Crafty, and they realized they ran out of jars.
She was holding a snowball in one. Yeah. Two, yeah.
But those are like the plastic jars that you would get trail mix in at Costco.
I love Costco, yeah.
That's definitely, they were like in Craft Services. Because they've used them for like eight different things already.
I love that when they have the allergic reaction to bananas, they explode.
Oh, it's great. Oh, this is brilliant.
Yeah. It's really satisfying seeing them all blow up.
Do you think the person that wrote this was high or no?
Michael Cooney would be the person. So it's also the director, so I would say no.
Okay.
Well, I guess high on what?
Yeah.
That's the real question.
High on art, yes.
Yeah.
high on cinema. Isn't it weird that this is kind of, like, emotional?
kind of sweet, a little bit.
Or he's going to kill his own kid because he's a ruthless murderer.
But won't that kill him? Because the
we'll find
the
out.
Kid has banana on him.
Maybe only his offspring have the weakness. Oh, no.
Oh.
By the way, emotionally powerful.
It's killing time.
Now it's killing time?
We're running out of movie, by the way.
So,
looks like we're going to get about 3 minutes of killing time. New hat? Am I wrong?
So,
I don't know.
Used to be tan, now it's white.
They might have got it covered in blood.
Bury it twice as deep as we did last time.
Ugh.
We'll come in first thing in the morning and hose the whole place down. No one will be any the wiser. Be open for business in a week.
Also, 30 people died. 18 people died.
Food poisoning. Oh, no, no. That wouldn't look too good either, would it? We'll just say the plane arrived. Nobody on board.
Nope.
Oh, wow.
That was good.
Imagine instead of a banana allergy, he got HIV. That'd be a very different movie.
I mean, technically, it's, in some ways, also a banana allergy.
Let's just say I'm allergic to bananas.
Let's just say I'm allergic to bananas. After midnight. And died surrounded by family and loved ones of pneumonia.
For better or for worse, I promise to love and to protect you.
I hope the thing comes and he runs away and leaves her. I hope he's like, sorry, bitch.
He'd rather
you're
die.
On your own.
Yeah.
I now pronounce you totally fucking dead. Looking for the bitch who killed my family!
He ran out of banana? No way
out. He wasn't a very attentive father.
No.
We'd love to have that in my house. Just that, like, wall up.
So can now he just contract?
Ah, stigmata.
This guy loves being spikes.
That's what's so good about the banana, too.
I don't think she's a bad actress.
She's not. She's doing her best.
She's
giving the sitch.
Yeah, she's doing well.
No, she's definitely giving a good performance.
She's showing up.
Wonder what she's up to now.
She stopped acting after this movie.
Oh. No really? Way, I would never guess.
Oh, good. Just in time for him to kill his wife.
I love in this movie, it's like anytime there's blood, it's like so much blood.
Yeah.
Like,
it also feels like there never needed to be blood in him to begin with.
No.
Yeah, they could have thought of another thing.
Is anyone acting that's in this still?
Come on.
I'd be curious.
The main guy was in The Young and the Restless.
Yeah.
The lady was in Batman Forever. Which was before
Isabelle Huppert is in this.
Yeah, nobody really seems like they. I mean, maybe some of the younger people, but all the main
Denzel
people
Washington.
Seem like they stopped that. They stopped being stuff around.
The voice actor is still acting, of the snowman.
Is he? He's like an. What's his name again?
It's Scott McDonald. He was in something as recently as 2020.
Wow.
So the voice actor, he's basically. Is he the guy who's like a dog in like everything?
So Sam, where do you want to go
Like, he does animal noises and fucking everything.
Is the movie over?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was quick.
You probably make so much money off that, right?
Yeah, the voice actor. Actually, I'll... So, yeah, that's the. So that's before. Actually, I do want to. I remember reading his IMDb before. Hey guys, Zach here. I got this actor confused with the guy who voiced the monster in Terror Vision, which is another movie I plan on doing soon. And I got their profiles confused on my phone. So I spent about a minute or two looking for old voice acting because he was like Megatron and Transformers and a bunch of other stuff. But I confused him with another famous voice actor. This is actually the guy who played the snowman in the first one, and I fucked that up. And I didn't want people to think I was a complete moron. I realized my mistake pretty soon after.
Oh, wait, is this a...
Yeah.
Some sort of Japanese sequel?
It got... Now it would be... The third would be a... Assume it is great. A Godzilla-esque. Yeah. Well, anyway, that was Jack Frost, too. Thank you so much. I appreciate everybody's time. Sorry for the little distraction at the end. I want to thank my wonderful guests, Amy and Nick. Please check them out online, and we will catch you next week here on Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show.